USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is assessing the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia in his state.
We have not seen the type of loss of life like we did at Hurricane Ian in the coastal areas. They did experience significant storm surge, and so we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to end up okay on that.
DeSantis praised residents for listening to evacuation orders. He noted that officials were ready for the storm, pointing to the deployment of National Guardsmen and resources that were in place quickly to restore power. While some outages remain, more than 350,000 customers had their power restored since Idalia made landfall.
We were ready for this, so we had a search and rescue team staged, National Guard. We had over 30,000 linemen to restore power. And so as soon as the storm passed, our first responders were on the scene checking on people.
A North Carolina district attorney will not pursue the death penalty for the man accused in the deadly shooting at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Tylee Chi is being held without bond after he was formally charged with murder during his first court appearance yesterday. Chi is accused of killing a faculty member who also served as his academic advisor on campus Monday afternoon. Orange County District Attorney Jeff Niemann says the gun used in the shooting has not been found. He also will not seek the death penalty in the case, making the maximum sentence life in prison. Chi's next court appearance is scheduled for September 18th. Major League Baseball player Wander Franco is now dealing with a second formal complaint that he was engaged in a relationship with a minor. A special prosecutor in the Dominican Republic is investigating Franco after three girls alleged they had relationships with the 22-year-old as minors. We are USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow, and then...
Springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. It seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There are concerns this morning about Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's 81 years old, after he suddenly stopped speaking during a press conference in Covington, Kentucky yesterday. This is the second time it's happened recently.
President Biden says he plans to reach out to the senator, who he describes as a friend.
Mitch is a friend, as you know, not a joke. We always, you know, people don't believe that the case, but we have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend, and so I'm going to try to get in touch with him.
McConnell had a similar freeze moment during a news conference at the U.S. Capitol in July. I'm Dave Collins.
With Labor Day weekend just days away, Airbnb is revealing the top vacation destinations for family getaways.
According to the travel accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
A bar in Milwaukee is offering free drinks when Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season. The owners of Jack's American Pub are not exactly rooting for the NFL star. Lance Pry, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.